Nice little pop track right there for you. Come of This from Aaron Price. We're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. Heard on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. The Hawk. The Hawk. Should that be our new imaging? The Hawk. Rather abrasive, isn't it? All right. In this hour, we got a lot of music that we're going to get to. And, of course, the bulk of it, if not all of it, is from Bandcamp. Because, yes, folks, I suffer from the Bandcamp virus. Where I go on Bandcamp, I listen to one thing. Someone sends me a link. I listen to that. And then in 2 or 3 hours, I'm just, like, listening to just music and losing myself. Can I afford? The question is. You ask yourself, Gunner, how can you just sit and listen to music for a couple hours? I can't. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing of the music, the rabbit hole of music for me. I can't afford to sit around for 2 hours and just listen to music. I got stuff to do. I'm just like you. Like, you know, there's stuff that I got to do. People pay me to do things, and I got to do those things. But, you know, when you're working from home for a while, you know, you fudge a little, you know? Yeah. And don't say you don't do it. Don't say you don't do it. Like even right now, I'm doing 2 or 3 things at once for other people. And I'm trying to record this show, which I really enjoy the music because I picked it. And to the left of me as a distraction, the sun is coming through the blinds and blinding me. We're supposed to have a whole whack of snow this morning. None has happened, which is fine. And then I see Wonderwall, Small Town Boy mashup. And I'm like, oh, wasn't I supposed to play that? Someone asked me if I've heard of the cover and play it. I won't play it in this show. I'll play it in the next show because this is all planned out. But anyway, back to Bandcamp, where I fall down the music rabbit hole. A couple artists in the pop genre, of course, which seems to be what I've been listening to on this whole rabbit hole adventure. Let's see. I pulled up I came across a band called Bad Moves, which is like really super cool. I dig them. And they're out of Washington. And of course, for some strange reason, does a lot of really cool music come out of Washington? Like, what kind of music scene do they have where they're putting out great music all the time, right? And especially Seattle, Washington, just, I can't believe some of the great music. So, we're going to hear a track from them, Local Radio, which I thought was super cool. And another band called Bread and Butter. And I'm just calling them up on my screen right now. You think you could call them up on your screen any sooner there, mister? Where the hell did they go? Ah, here they are. Where are they from? That's right. They're from Seattle, Washington. Another cool band. And there's a band that they sound like. A really popular band. Just like little bits of it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to Tyler McIntyre. Because he'll remind me. Because we went to the Horseshoe back in 2020 of November to go see the band. It was only $20 a ticket. It was a Tuesday night. Oh my God, do you think I could remember? Or was it 2019? Oh my God, it might have been 2019. Oh, this pandemic is killing me. But we're going to hear 3 from Bread and Butter, and you can find them on Bandcamp as well. And this other artist, Kai Dansberg, German fellow, from Germany, of course, as I said that. ELO influences, you can hear it. You could also hear the Beatles, some Niccolo and some guitar parts, that kind of thing. So you're going to want to check him out. It's funny, I don't know about you guys, but once I start clicking on one, I got to listen to this next thing that they offer up and then the next thing. Bandcamp music for me is like TikTok and Instagram for others. You know, I watch people like my wife. She wakes up. Most people, they'd wake up in the morning years and years and years ago. The first thing they think of is lighting up a cigarette if they were a smoker. Not now. People reach for their phone and they're like, oh, I'll just start losing myself in reels on Instagram or TikTok videos. And then you just never get out of bed. That's, you know, because it's just so easy. It's so addictive. And then you start sharing it with people and you're never going to. I don't even reach for my phone anymore. It's like, no. Just go downstairs, make the coffee, do some things, and then check your messages, you know, because unless someone died, there's no reason to be sending me a message at 1 o'clock in the morning showing me cat videos. I don't care. I really don't care. So Kyle Dansberg, this artist, check him out on Bandcamp. So from Kai, I should say this whole set of music, which is a long one, we are going to hear From Bad Moves, you'll hear two tracks, Cool Generator and Local Radio. Bread and Butter with Desperation and Nanaimo. And from Kai Dansburg, we will spin Living Room and also Rock Show. But started things off Waiting for You, Kai Dansburg, on Steel City Music.
I like you, but please don't stay too long. It's been 2 days, I need my time. You are so great and I still wonder why. I am not feeling it inside. I was waiting for so long to find someone I can take home. And there you are. I have been waiting for you. I have been waiting for you way too long. And I wonder if you like me more than I like you. Baby, you better should not stay too long. Just be the one. Maybe we shouldn't wait too long.
look at all the animation. There's a place you and I can go. You can go tell everybody I'm in love with you and your body. There's a place you and
short ending right there for you. Cool Generator from Bad Moves right there. Steel City Music, your host Gunner here, hanging out with you, spinning some tunes and talking about nonsense. Well, most of the time anyway. So closing out this hour, we're going to use them. You moron. We don't use them. We're going to spin two artists from Australia that I found. And I'm kind of excited because, yeah, I found them, but I'm pretty sure I spun the one artist before and actually was really addicted to the one song. And I may have heard it on commercial radio here in North America. Or maybe I'm lying to myself. I don't know. But two acts out of Australia, Nine Years Sister is one of them. And also Quivers. Now, Nine Years Sister, really nice harmonizing vocals. I got a kick out of listening to it because I don't know how you guys listen to music, but I'm like the extremes guy. Like it just goes from if I drink a whack of coffee, I'm all over the place. Like while I'm doing stuff, I got to hear a little bit of hip hop. I got to hear a little bit of hardcore. I don't know why. It just comes flying in out of nowhere. Jingle jangle pop, that sort of thing. Country, Americana. Now lately it's been like old school country tunes. Like, I'm not kidding. It's been like, I'm listening to like, you know, Waylon Jennings, that kind of stuff. Johnny Paycheck. And of course, you know, when I start getting to that vibe, I'll be spinning that in a couple shows. But I'm just all over the place. I don't know what it is. Yeah, maybe I'm nuts. That could be it. But anyway, this artist, Nine Years Sister, great duo out of Australia, multi-award winning independent pop folk duo, singer-songwriters. Where are they from? Stanthorpe, Queensland. I kind of want to go to Australia. I don't think I would go near the ocean because I know a great white shark would eat me and shut up. I know they can't come on land, but I'm terrified that the plane will land in the water and I'll be eaten by a great white shark. And also, the amount of snakes and spiders that they have in Australia, like, come on. It's crazy. You ever see, like, they even put the videos on YouTube where the spiders are in the toilet and someone goes in, they lift the lid and this spider goes running and not like a small spider where you could flush it. It's a giant one. And you're like, oh no, no. If I can't make it to peepees and the poopies, I'm not, no, there's just no. And this is inside someone's house, not even an outhouse or anything. So yeah. Oh, you're such a chicken. Buck, buck, buck. Look at the old big fat chicken right over here. I'm not going to do it. But I've always wanted to go there. Anyway, back to Nine Years Sisters. Their music is infused with heartfelt lyrics, strong harmonies, and acoustic guitar. So we'll spin a couple tracks. Check them out. And of course, I found them on Bandcamp. And the next act is what I was saying earlier, is a band that I think I spun on a show before. It got stuck in my head. And I could have swore I heard it on Indie 88 here in Southern Ontario. Or did I? But it's just a strange, strange song that I really, really enjoyed. And this artist is called Quivers. And they have a couple albums. And very much true. They're a cathartic guitar pop that jangles and shimmers between the 1980s Australia and the 1990s America. And when you hear their music, you're like going, yeah, that's a pretty accurate short little bio. And I found them on Bandcamp. And they have an entire album of covers dedicated towards REM. And of course, you get that right away. And they released that back in December of 2020, Out of Time. They also have another track called Video Stores, which is on Bandcamp as well, if you go to their page. But they put three up there, three singles. And there's a Seattle label, Turntable Kitchen. They pressed a short run of their 7-inch, combining their two latest Quiver singles, You're Not Always On My Mind and When It Breaks. It was a cover of REM's Me and the Honey. So I pulled some tracks from that, and we're going to listen to them. Just great jingle jangly, great lyrics. It's funny, You're Not Always On My Mind. To me, it's like in my brain is a throwback to Willie Nelson's You Were Always On My Mind, but it's not. I don't know. Just kind of remind me of that. So let's close out this half hour of the show with these two great artists out of Australia. Check them out. You will hear Seaside Dreaming from Nine Years Sister, and also Secret Is Out from them. And we'll also hear We Are Away from Nine Year Sister. And three tracks from Quivers. Losing My Religion, of course, the REM cover. Me and Honey, a great version that they did of REM. And their own track, You're Not Always on My Mind, here on Steel City Music.
A lot of honey in this world, baby, this honey's for me. knock flat, sideways down. There's things they pick you up that turn you around. Say your peace, say you're sweet for me. It's all the same to share the pain with me. It's all the same to save the shame for me. Left me to love what it's doing to me. Baby's got some new rules, baby says she's had it with me. There's a fly in the honey, baby's got a baby with me. That's a part of me.
someday. Our time now, you know. One dream won't let go. You, me, chasing roads. Yeah, we better be going on our way. We're just about to make some memories. You and me, you and me, ooh. Fill the car up and our dreams are stacked. And with that, we are away. Someday. I would not have done this without you. I would not have made it this far. Goodbyes have all been said. The sun is overhead. We are away. Ooh. Got our luggage packed. We won't look back after we wave. And we are away. Got a good supply. Straight to the heart, and some voices can reach through the dark. Searching deep, touch what we keep under wraps. I can't hear you. Speak up, speak up. Let it steer you. This life, this love. Once upon a time, we were brave. Tell the world, they need to see. It's not just for you, it's not just for me. Go spread the word, sing it aloud. Time to be heard, secret is out.
Depressing thing, which is, it's the dreams that create these expectations that crush your spirit, and yet, as an audience, I sit there and I go, "There's a truth to that."
Well, I think social media and celebrities, mostly actors, have a lot to answer for, because I'm inundated with clips of the power of positive thought. If I have to see fucking Jim Carrey give one more commencement speech where he talks about, and my father, he could have been a comedian, but he was an accountant and he went to work every day. And my father got fired from a job that he hated. And I thought to myself, if you get fired from a job that you hate, why not do something that you love? And everyone just, comments underneath like, this is so... No, that's not an inspiring speech, because it's from a person who made it.
Right.
I want to hear from the person who gave up everything to become an actor and is just a bum now, just like, yeah, I gave up that law degree I hated. but I'm glad I followed my dreams. Like, if I have to watch Denzel Washington on TV tell me the power of positive thought, stop. Successful people shouldn't be telling us about how to become successful. We should have cautionary tales from failures. We're talking about a whole lot of people like, I just pictured it and it happened. Yeah, well, what about the person who pictured it and didn't? They went mad, didn't they? They lost their brain and they went mad. So I think the secret to life is not this whole I have to make it, is trying to find contentment, is trying to be happy with your lot in life. You know, chase the dream, not the competition, is the most important thing I can tell any young comedian. If you worry for a second about what the guy next to you is doing, it's going to...
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to Steel City Music.